And new on stage, the director of Eat Sleep Diet, Gabrielle Prischler. Was there a lot of improvisation, or was it all scripted?
It depends. It was a lot of scripted, scenes where Rasha had to, or the girl, Nermina Lukic, had to learn a lot of dialogue and written stuff. But also I worked very much with improvisation, as you say, and especially in those scenes where at the factory or outside when they're waiting for the representatives, union representatives, and such scenes. We mixed a lot. Sometimes I said, I have written this and that, and please say it as you would say it. I was very flexible in that kind.
Where did the story come from and what made you want to tell that story?
So the question is, where did the story come from and why did you want to tell the story?
Thank you. When I started to write on the idea, because it started off, I wanted to have this young woman, kind of Rocky Balboa kind of person. Who's very much, maybe not the brightest person that wise, but very much charming and charismatic and a fighter and very cocky. But I wanted to have the setting in a working class location or with working class people. At that time, when I started writing it, like 2009, there was a lot of people getting laid off at factories and stuff, and they were just numbers. It was like 50 people there and 100 people there, and these all small towns in Sweden. So I wanted to put a face on those people and see what happens after the newspapers and TV stations have left those small villages and what happens next. That was very important for me.
Right here.
I'd like to know where you found your actors.
Mm-hmm. Great question. Where did you find these wonderful actors?
Peter, maybe you would like to answer how I found you.
Well, it's a long story. Factory. Okay, you hear me now, yes. And after a couple of years, when Gabby did a movie on the Irlands team, Excavela, and she wanted to do some job for her own film, last film, and she wanted me to be an actor. So I'm calling names sometimes. dude, I did a lot of good acting, so he decided he wanted to be to I should be in this movie as well. So that's a short story.
Yeah, that was you were the first person I wanted to have in the film, I think, and that was even before the script was written. And my mother always cocky at home, so I thought when you can be that cocky when we're at home, you can be that on the screen too. And she was like forced into the film, I think. I wanted to have real people. I wanted to have those kind of people that I grew up with, or that talk in that way that I'm used to, and in my home, and having this harsh tone to it, but with a big heart. And so the guy at the fire extinguisher guy is really a fire extinguisher guy, and so on and so on. The doctor is played by a doctor, and so on. Because I thought that they are the expertise in just that kind of role. So why not use them? And they know the way to talk in that kind of situation. So that was the kind of way I wanted to work in.
But what about Rafa?
Oh yeah, sorry, of course, the main actress. Well, we looked for the kind of girl that would be so brave to be that kind of boyish type of girl who doesn't care how she looks or what she does. And so we casted a lot. I think we like 10 months or 1 year we were looking for her. And then we got like our casting woman found a number scribbled down on a piece of paper from like a youth center where they said, oh, a few years ago there was a girl just like that, a very boyish, and she was very cocky, and maybe that number still goes to her. And we called her, and she's like, hello, what do you want from me? And we wanted her to come to test filming, or yeah, right. So, and she was like magnificent. It was love at first sight.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yes.
Wonderful. It's well worth the wait. Right here in French, thank you.
I've been in some of those job retraining groups a few times, and I thought you just captured the right tone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did everyone hear that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right here?
You've spoken about how you wanted it to be similar to your own upbringing, and I just wanted to know, was the location where you grew up, or near where you grew up?
So the question is, was the location where you grew up?
It was. Because when you do a feature film, everything is very new to you, and I mean, it's a big, big thing to do, so at least one thing was important to have, like, where I'm sure of myself, and that would be to set the film in these kind of locations, or at those places where I've been when I was younger, or yes, all these small towns that we created to one. That's my hometown, and also where Peter comes from, and my mother.
Where was that? In Skåne.
Yeah.
I worked there in the 60s. So where were you? I was in Lund.
Well, this is in north of Skåne. You know Helsingborg?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All of you do. So it's like 50 kilometers, I would say, outside of Helsingborg.
It was very convincing, the whole movie.
Thank you.
It was wonderful, the direction, the acting.
Thank you so much.
We do have time for one or two more questions. So time for one or two more questions if you have.
what are you going to do next?
That is a great question. What are you going to do next?
Well, I don't know yet. We're talking about new project and stuff, and because I edited the film by myself and stuff like that, so the post-production was really long, and I didn't have the chance to go on another project, but yeah, there will be more films done by me, I hope.
Well, thank you so much for coming. We're so happy that you brought us up.